Let us glory in the cross of Christ, August 15. We are not to glory in riches. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, Jeremiah 9:23. The rich man is not to glory in his riches. If we fix our affections on worldly things, we fail to exalt Christ. Satan would keep our minds absorbed with the things of this life that we may lose sight of the higher life. But we cannot afford to yield to his devices. Christ is a source of all temporal as well as all spiritual blessings. If he has given us riches, it is not that we may claim them as our own. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. Paul counted all things but loss that he might win Christ. But when the Savior calls for our possessions and our service, there are many who see they cannot obey God and carry their earthly treasures with them, and they decide to stay by their treasures. How can those who expect to stand around Christ's throne and to be clothed with his righteousness distrust God and fear that he will leave them to come to want? Where is their faith? Our Heavenly Father feeds the ravens, and will he not much more feed us? If we had a right view of Christ, we would permit nothing to interpose between ourselves and him. Those who study to see how near they can live to the world and yet gain heaven will come just near enough to be shut out from heaven. We must accept the suffering part of religion if we would sit down with a suffering one upon his throne. While it is lawful for us to acquire means, the money that we possess should be regarded as ours only in trust, not to be squandered, but spent in the Lord's service. It should be our determined purpose to obey the orders of our captain, and thus lay up for ourselves heavenly riches. Then when everything in this world perishes, we shall have a treasure in the heavens, which faileth not.